Good morning. Welcome to Trust the Bible, growing your confidence that the Bible is true and the ultimate resource for life. I'm Pastor David Gennaro, and that is the purpose of this program. It is also the purpose of the book that I have written called Prosperous and Successful, Pursuing God's Plan for Your Life. It is out. It is available. You can purchase it on Amazon and other online stores. You can purchase a copy at the office at Fairfax First Baptist Church. It is there because I want to help you as much as I can to have a prosperous and successful life. I did not write this book to make money. I am not going to make money on it, but I want to be a blessing to you. This book is born out of the counseling that I have done with people from all walks of life with all kinds of problems, and I believe the answers for how to address those problems, they're found in the Bible, which is the very Word of God, the God who created us and designed us and knows how we function best and loves us and wants to share that with us. We have to know that the Bible's true, and we have to know how to use the Bible, the various stories, the various teachings, some of it very strange and difficult. How do we apply it to our life so that we can do what Joshua 1:8 says, to keep the book of the law always on our lips, meditate on it day and night so that you may be careful to do everything written in it, then you will be prosperous and successful. I believe that is a promise from God. So my book walks you through how do we know this is actually a promise from God, the God who made heavens and earth, to us personally, and how do we go about doing this? And so step by step, and then using examples in the different areas of our life, such as work and money, finances, relationships, sex, prayer, suffering. How do we go through suffering and yet have joy and find fulfillment in life and have a passion for living? And ultimately, joy is the final chapter where I end, because I believe that is what God wants you to have in your life, regardless of your circumstances. You can have joy, and the Bible tells you how to get there. So that's what my book is all about. I would love for you to benefit from it, to have a copy. You can buy it on online stores. Also, if you join the Facebook group Trust the Bible, that's the group on Facebook where we discuss things related to this program and also related to the book. There will be some giveaways on there of the book, so you'll want to sign up for that book. Join the Facebook group Trust the Bible. You'll have an opportunity to win a copy of the book. Also, we have church Sunday, and I preach at the 9 o'clock service at Beach Branch Baptist Church in Luray, and I preach at the 11 o'clock service at Fairfax First Baptist Church. And I believe that being part of a church, and along the way you're going to have some issues, some problems, not every church is perfect, but part of how we become prosperous and successful is to learn together how to strengthen our relationships, how to overcome conflict, how to pursue God, how to overcome the sin that's still in our lives. And that's something that we do together, and church is there to help us and to help us learn and to help us grow. And that is part of God's plan of how you're going to be prosperous and successful. So I want to encourage you to go to church this Sunday. If you're looking for a church, we'd love to have you at our church. And if you are a guest of our church, one of the things we will do to bless you is give you a free gift, and that will be a copy of my book. So that's another way to get the book. That's not why I want you to come to church, but if you are looking for a church, we'd love to bless you that way as well if you visit with us. The number to call if you have any questions about church services, also about free Christian counseling at Fairfax First Baptist Church, one of our ministries is New Life Christian Counseling, and you can get free counseling. It doesn't matter what the issue is you're struggling with. The Bible can help you understand how to address those problems and what to do, whether it's depression, anxiety, an eating disorder, PTSD, an addiction. I deal regularly with all those things. We have other counselors who are trained in our church, would love to help you. The book that I've written really is a manual for how to take the Bible and apply it to those kinds of problems, and why we can trust the Bible as the most reliable, ultimate resource for life to deal with those kinds of things. But if you have any questions about how to get the book, our church services, our free counseling, the number to call is 803-943-8237. That's 943-8237. Well, I'd like to say a little bit about what we do after we get started. The logical progression in my book is that I address what is the claim the Bible makes. It claims to be the ultimate resource for life, the only guide that can really guide you to being truly prosperous and successful. Then I guide you through, how do you know that's true? What is the evidence? And that centers around Jesus. The evidence for Jesus and who he is and what he taught about the Bible is the best evidence we have that the Bible really is the only ultimate authoritative guide to how to be prosperous and successful in life. So I walk you through that. Then we've got to define what the goal is. You can't be prosperous and successful if you have no idea what it means to be prosperous and successful. And many people have found out that, you know, they thought becoming really rich was what it meant to be prosperous and successful. And actually, they have misery and broken relationships and pain and suffering because they made that their ultimate goal in life. And by the time they realize that money is not what life is all about, it's too late. You don't get to do a do-over with your life. So we've got to define what it means to be prosperous and successful. The Bible defines it around, well, I haven't used this one yet, but let me define it using this verse. The greatest commandment, Jesus says, is love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. And the reason that's the greatest commandment is because that defines what our true high purpose and calling in life is. It is to love God and be loved by him, to know him, to draw close to him, to enjoy his presence. And Jesus says the second command is like it, to love your neighbor as yourself. This is why it is better to give than to receive. Although a lot of the teaching in the Bible sometimes sounds like, oh, well, I don't want to do that. Why do I want to give of myself to others? And, you know, I'd rather fulfill my own selfish desires. Well, the Bible says that we actually have more joy and fulfillment and peace in our heart, and we have a love for life the more we're loving God through primarily loving others. This is why Jesus says, if you die to yourself for my sake, you will find life. Jesus very much wants you to find life. And he says the way to do it, die to yourself, meaning die to your selfish desires in order that you might obtain true life that's full of joy and abundance. Okay, so we've got to define what it means to be prosperous and successful according to what God teaches. Then we've got to get started right. The only way you're going to get started loving God and being loved by him is by having forgiveness of your sins, which God offers to give you freely, and he gives it on the basis of what Jesus Christ has done in his death and resurrection. And so when you put your hope of forgiveness not on your efforts and what you can do, but on what Jesus has done for you, that's how you begin that journey of a relationship with God. But the Bible isn't there to tell you how to get started. The Bible is there to tell you how to get started and then to take one step after another. The Bible is very real about the indwelling effects of sin that remain in our flesh until the final day at the resurrection, when God will completely cleanse us and give us new bodies, new resurrection bodies, free from the effects of sin. In the meantime, we are in a struggle. And the Bible tells us exactly what it is that's wrong with the desires in our heart. The Bible is, the Word of God is living and active and sharper than any double-edged sword. It really gets to the heart attitudes that we need to address if we're going to overcome sin, if we're going to grow, if we're going to be able to truly live out the life that God tells us will bring joy and meaning. So if you want to know more about that, please get my book again on Amazon.com, Prosperous and Successful, Pursuing God's Plan for Your Life. Until next time, remember, you can trust the Bible.